Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at the Gaslight on the Hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Check it out at GaslightSTL.com for a full listing of upcoming events and book yourself a tour. Come over and check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and they all happen to share a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come over and get some tacos, some cold drinks, watch one of your favorite bands record in the studio, and just have a great time. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram while you're at it. Like I said, full listing of events, GaslightSTL.com. Also wanted to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. They have a brand new location. They just moved over to Washington Avenue, right over there next to KDHX. So come visit the new location, new records every Friday, live in stores, a lot on the weekends. You can follow them also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is the war.
Check us out on Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock paper podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, real quick, I remind you all, if you like local music and you like everybody that you heard on the show, I made a Spotify playlist on, you can go over there and check it out, called Rock Paper Podcast Favorites. Two or three songs or so from everybody that I could find on there from the show. Nice. Including these guys.
Nice.
The Poor.
Yeah.
What's up? Hey-o.
Yeah, yeah. Hey-o. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys want to introduce yourselves for those listening?
Sure.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jeff Lee, vocals.
Addison Brocker, guitar.
Jack Weezy, guitar.
Hey, I'm Brian Smith. Bass? I'm just trying to be like you, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Dan Smith, BYU.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Pookie Jones.
AKA Pookie Jones.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm very excited about this. This is kind of a project I'm known of for a little while. But you guys are definitely gaining some steam quickly here. We've got the lyric video went out now, and the new single and stuff, and all this. But it's exciting to see this. Like, and you guys playing some shows and stuff. And so I guess let's talk about how this project came to be. I guess. Huh?
Jeff, you want to take the lead on that?
Yeah. So I mean, ultimately, what happened was I was in Chicago, and Chad gave me a call and said, "Hey, man, let's put together this project and just really go after some things we were looking for." And he's like, "Brian would be a great fit for this project." Brian was like, "Yeah, sounds great." Brian says, "Hey, I've got Jack Weezy would be a nice fit for this." Jack comes in after we start playing and says, I've got this guy Addison that would really kind of complete the whole package." And as soon as we got in the room together, it was just instantaneous that everything just kind of flowed. Like, we all individually were kind of surprised at how the music was written just effortlessly. Mm-hmm. It was something that we just felt that was right. It just felt right from all ends.
Yeah.
On the whole.
Yeah.
It felt good.
Yeah.
On the whole.
Yeah. Yeah, we loved it. Hence the name The Poor. It just kind of, everything just kind of flows out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. So, like, so I remember hearing The Vow, and that was been a little while now.
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah. So, so this was like, I didn't really. I mean, I remember that coming out, and I was kind of like, I took notice then, but then I kind of, you know, forgot about it a little bit. I wasn't sure what was going to happen with this, but it's nice to see that it's all, you know, regaining momentum here and stuff.
Yeah, that initial group was me, Jeff Lee, Chad Leroy, and a friend of ours, John Danowski. Because of scheduling and things like that, he had to bow out.
Sure.
And so that brought about a change, and that's when we got Jack to join the band.
Yeah.
And then started to rewrite and revisit what we were doing and kind of gave us a new identity, mm-hmm. sort of, you know, and then Addison joining soon after, and then everything just seemed to click, and it was a new band,
right.
But, you know, it's just one of them things where we did some good music back then, but weren't really a unit yet,
yeah.
Because John lived in Illinois. We did a lot of our writing over the internet, you know, he'd send me lines, and I'd send something back, and then we would spend a day together and record it, and then me and him would change things on the computer. But this is the band element. This is, you know, five guys sitting in a room starting from nothing when it comes to music and creating something organically the way that bands should be doing music.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely, man. Yeah, I'm so like you said, Now, Animal is the new single, right. You guys are pushing out there. We got the lyric video out there now. But yeah, just a killer tune. Really sounds great.
Cool.
And yeah, so I guess, Jeff, you write the lyrics to that? Or
Correct, yeah. Yeah, that song is written about a personal experience of just ultimately animal being the term for love or in a relationship, and just kind of, you know, making poor decisions on my end and thinking that it was a kind of a double standard. So when it stung me, that was something that kind of resonated with me. Like I had the goal to be shocked that I could make mistakes, but somebody else couldn't towards me. So.
Mm-hmm.
He's lying. It's really about his favorite Muppet.
Actually,
don't listen to him.
Incorrect. It's about his love affair with Build-A-Bear. It's really weird, but
I just want my own Build-A-Bear. What's the big deal? Yeah. I don't understand. Build-A-Lee.
Build-A-Lee.
We'll have little scarves and
lots of denim clothes.
Damn,
the hipster hats.
They'll fly off the shelves, guys.
Your wool cap.
Yeah. You got your wool cap on. It's the summer.
That song's got like a cool groove to it, like where it's like it's kind of mellow, but then it's also got a little bit of like that electrical sound to it. Right. I don't know. There's a guy. Kind of that Alex Clare, you guys remember?
Oh
that
yeah,
guy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Damn, you're right.
He kind of.
That's a great song.
Yeah, kind of.
Who sings that?
Alex Clare.
Yeah.
Let him sing. That guy.
But he, you know, he did really well with that similar type of thing going there with a little bit of that electric and sound in there and stuff. But anyway, I really dig it. I think it's a great song and. Hopefully, so we're gearing up towards some a new record.
Absolutely, and if you like that song, wait till you hear what we have in store.
Yeah,
been a lot of, I guess, about a year, almost a year since of writing, and it's quite remarkable how fast we write for one, and that it's, you know, you can pump out a bunch of songs, and at least for me, I'll be like, oh, this is garbage, and listen back to some of this stuff, and it's like, man, it's amazing to write that fast and good quality stuff because, you know, I mean, it's it doesn't always happen. So yeah. It has a lot to do with the people in the room, I think, that are just, it just works well, and I'm excited to.
What's creativity inspires creativity, right? So,
yeah.
So you get five like-minded individuals together.
A lot of time is spent just staring at Addison.
Right.
And it just kind of flows out.
It practices get a little weird.
Yeah. Jeff just said his man crush secretly was Addison right before you came.
He's like a statue in the room that we all just kind of stare at.
We really want this to go somewhere, so the cover will just be his face and his phone number. And it's going to be something beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone can text him.
I'll put it on a backdrop. I'm not going to tell you it's happening.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to play.
Monster called me. It's almost done.
I'll put your face on my amp. I'll just spray paint it.
That's awesome.
We'll need a backdrop. Handsome fucking dude. Damn, he's good.
Hansel is so hot right now.
So basically, if we had an HR department, there'd be a couple of claims already.
Oh, right. Yeah, no question.
I don't even work here.
And if you think this is bad, you should see rehearsals where these two idiots, which would be Brian and Jack, are literally playing grab ass the entire set.
I was
going to
say, he's pointing like that.
Yeah. These two.
Well, how do you play guitar?
What? It's just a constant game between these.
Isn't that what your guitar teacher did? Am I wrong?
It's like babysitting.
Oh, no. I gotta call my parents.
Holy cow, dude.
Oh, that is so wrong.
Wow.
What? You want honesty?
Yeah. Are we in the trust tree?
I don't know. I'm not gonna tell you how I learned to play the flute.
Trust? All right. Oh, Jesus. Grow up, Weezy.
Long story short, I'm not allowed in Six Flags
anymore. I thought we were talking about music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Did we go off track?
Slightly.
That's not like us.
Well, I'm sure a lot of that, I mean, you guys, what, long time. You guys have been knowing each other, right?
Yeah, I've known Jack. Oh, when the, you know, they were in there, the band Brook Royal, one of my favorite local bands, and then it became a regional band, and I was hoping, and then they went national, and I was hoping that you know, my band Cava would be able to take them out on tour, and we took them out for 2 weeks, I think it was.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that, though? I mean, do you remember those 2 weeks, or was it just...
Vaguely.
Because I would imagine that the party involved in those 2 weeks was just off the charts.
It was good times, because there was always friends around. So, yeah. I mean, it was just, there was not... Shamus was out there, too, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, felt bad for the other bands that weren't, right. Because it was just like...
It was like home.
Yeah, three groups of idiots just
exactly
messing with each other.
But they were supposed to be on the full leg, and the label made us do a favor for another band, and they got put out of 80% of the tour.
The label heard the music and they're like, ooh.
Yeah. No, it was our producer who called into the label and called in a favor, and it was basically just a favor. It wasn't, had nothing. You guys smoked those bands. So, all right, get back to it.
Yeah,
literally.
But yeah.
Sorry. Stop it.
But yeah, I'm sure, like, you know, just having that kind of
so long
chemistry
with right. You know, so
plus Jack was the fourth member of the Dixie Chicks too, if
right.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's the wrong band. It's just called the Dicks.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I was
the
wrong.
Dicks P Chicks. That's what it was. It was three words. Oh man, that truck stop tour was fun.
Where's my appointment?
It was eye opening.
You made most of your money at those truck stops, didn't you?
Yeah.
They'd make it back quick.
We got royalties, something different. Earn them.
I actually, as much of a
we've known each other a long time. That's what I mean.
As much of a joke as it is, I actually saw Willie Nelson at a truck stop. So.
I'm jealous of that. Actually,
yeah. It was at Midway Truck Stop in Columbia. They did this big country throwdown tour, and there's like a field back behind there. But it was just crazy that it was at the Midway Truck Stop. But there was like a big pasture or whatever, like and like they, you know.
I can't imagine that. The bill for that is
yeah.
Right. You got to know at a truck stop.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
On the road it was, again.
It was
just can't wait to get on my knees again.
So it was. This is crazy, but so we got. What do we got? Any ideas?
We hit the studio in January, and we're gonna hopefully be releasing the record in March timeframe.
Nice. Yeah.
So it's going to be a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah.
We have a singer who is a deadline guy.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much poking you in the eye with his finger if you don't meet his deadline. So
we haven't met him yet, though.
Yeah.
he isn't here tonight. I wish he could be with us.
Yeah. we're going to do a quick turnaround this time. So it should be. Should be very efficient, very fun. I love being in a room with these guys, so and it's organic, so it'll probably flow faster than we think. And
pretty comfortable, yeah, I'd say, with the tunes. It's,
yeah.
It's, I mean, don't see a lot of changes happening, but, you know, excited to get it done. I think it'll go pretty fast.
Sure. Well, I guess you guys getting into these live shows now. I mean, you guys are... playing a lot of these that are going to be on the record live now, or
yep.
Getting them down pretty tight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're getting out, just feeling what it feels like, seeing what's working, what's not working, similar to the conversation we have with the comedians. You know,
yeah.
Like we're seeing what songs we could improve, and ultimately that's our goal. It's like we really focus on the quality of the song, and that's it. Just like you said, it flows. So those shows really brings it out.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys. But a couple of weeks ago, I played Delmar Hall.
Yep. That was a good time.
Beautiful room, man. I really, I was over there for the Stir show, the grand opening, and yeah, just really impressed. I thought it was really nice, well put together. It sounded good.
Yeah, it's a cool one, for sure.
Yeah, it's a nice little spot. So I'm excited to see as it continues to grow and more great bands come through there and stuff.
But it's nice to see that in St. Louis too, that size venue and that quality, and it's just it's cool. I'm excited to see it.
I thought it was kind of a neat idea with them. Like, they were talking about how, like, you know, they Joe Edwards and Pat Hagen, I guess, are the partners on that, and like they own Blueberry Hill, Del Mar Hall, and the pageant, so they kind of were talking about wanting to grow talent right there on Del Mar, you know, like, and so it's nice that a band can come in and play Blueberry Hill, and then maybe next year play Del Mar and grow into the pageant and stuff, so it's a nice idea, and I'm hoping that it does well for them.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
It's a cool venue. We had a lot of fun. Right before we walked on stage, I walked over to Jack, and we were like, getting ready to go on, or I walked over to Brian, and we started looking around, and we were like, where's Addison? Addison wasn't even in the building yet. Like, somebody had to, like, run out and get him, which is, you know, that's the fun stuff.
He was putting on his face.
That's the fun stuff.
You're putting on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Bowser was having a hard time because he wasn't old enough to come into the show.
They were guarding him.
Oh, I'm in the band.
All right, Junior.
Yeah, sure.
Permission.
Say something, man.
What's up, guys?
Can you add girls screaming after he talks?
Yeah. Beatles, like the Beatles.
Yeah. Like, anytime he says anything, just all right, have him go nuts.
Well, so we got a couple more shows to promote here. We got November 26th, Cicero's on Saturday night, and that'll be one day, Cost of Desire, struck down by Sound and the Poor.
Correct.
So come out and dance off some of that turkey.
Absolutely. And, yeah. It's going to be a good time.
That's like $10?
Yeah, it's only $10 to get in. It's going to be just a great show. Honestly, that lineup's going to be huge. It's going to sell out, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a good time.
It's all ages, too. So.
Yeah. So bring the whole family.
Bring the children.
Bring the kids.
Yeah, that's another room I think, like, pretty much everybody's played. Cicero's and stuff. It's just everybody's got a story or something about there. It's been between one incarnation or another of that room, and but it's a great, great spot there in town, too. So come out on the 26th and hang out with these guys. Hear some new tunes. And
we're going to have merch there, too, by the way. So, and it'll be a limited run, but we will have some at that show. So come and buy them.
T-shirts? Or
T-shirts and hoodies.
Yeah? Very cool.
So,
well, if you happen to have a 3X... I know a guy that would buy him. So.
If I get you.
And then December 3rd.
I won. It didn't hurt, did it?
No.
December 3rd, you guys are hitting the road, huh? Going... Springfield.
Yeah, Springfield, Missouri. We're playing the Outland Ballroom with Devour the Day and Troy. And I thought there was somebody else, right?
There is. I can't think of the name.
I can't think of their name either.
Way to go. You're the one who's got to know these things.
Yep.
It'll be fun. It'll be a great time.
Yeah, Troy. Yeah, I love those guys. They're good buddies of mine now. And seen them a couple times up in Columbia and stuff, and
they kill it, man. Yeah, they just absolutely kill it. And I'm a huge fan of Devour the Day too, so I can't wait just to play with them.
That's like a holiday, like a toys drive thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's toys for tickets, and it's a cool atmosphere. It's a cool venue, and they always sell it out, so it'll be.
Getting love from Q102 down there, Shadows.
Yeah,
Shadow Q102
Animals,
just kills
so
it.
She's helping us out. We're happy to be a part of it.
Very nice, yeah.
Happy she's helping us.
So if you want to take a little ride to Springfield or have some friends down there, tell them to come check out The Poor on December 3rd, Outland Ballroom.
Yep.
We got the Animal lyric video is out. You can check that out and sing along. And you guys thinking of doing an official
We actually have one. It just hasn't been released yet.
Okay.
We teased it for a few months, a couple of months ago, just to put it out there to see. But it'll be back up.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Right.
And then you guys, we're hitting the studio and hopefully have that ready for spring and things. But what's any other big goals? I mean, you guys looking to do some more touring?
We're looking to hit the road a little bit. Release another single probably when we drop the record. So we'll have a new song out. Just grow from there.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Anything else you guys got?
Like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
The Poor Music. Like us on Instagram, on Twitter, and all those other good new media sites. Mm-hmm.
All your social handles.
Yeah.
We're a band about good vibes and good music. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except for Jack.
Right.
Yeah, I try to bring everybody down as much as I can. he's
kind of a downer.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody's guessing.
Somebody give me a ride home.
I did want to ask us. I know these guys pretty well, but I don't really know much about Jeff. But
he just got out of prison.
Yeah.
They called me the shanker.
They called him the kisser or something.
Yeah, it's the only guy I could put my heels back in my ears. They loved me. They loved me.
Real fan favorite on Cell Block 4.
Sinner. Yeah, I'm just kind of a quiet, private guy, believe it or not. I'm just a small circle of people that I love and trust. And music is a nice way for me to kind of get out and introduce myself. But I've known these guys, a long time too, and I've played with Chad for 20 years.
Okay.
And then Brian and I have been writing for probably 5 years now. And then, Jack and Addison over the last year. So I don't like them two very much.
I get your point. Like, they can hear.
Yeah. Well, I'll let the listener decide who I'm pointing at. Chad's duct taped in the corner.
Yeah.
Creepy.
It is rehearsal.
Yeah.
How do we do it?
You've been singing in other projects?
I played music and wrote my whole life, but nothing to this extent. Mm-hmm.
Name some of the bands you were in, though.
Yeah, I was in a band called Crushed Blue Velvet for years, and we played all around regionally too. Played a lot of shows with Stir and Fragile Porcelain Mice and groups. I think Brian was in a band that we played with back in the day. At Kennedy's, remember Kennedy's?
Yeah, Mind Over Soul.
Yeah, Mind Over Soul.
Plain Jane, Ten Till, Skin.
Yeah. So Brian and I were playing the same nights in the same venues 20 years ago and just didn't even know each other.
Right.
It was kind of fun.
I do that a lot lately. Like it's kind of weird, but like I remember telling a story one day on here about a show, and I was like trying to think. I knew like three of the bands. I couldn't think of the fourth band, and then it turns out the fourth band has become friends of mine now, and they've been on the show. And it was just kind of weird how a couple of years ago we didn't know each other, and we're all hanging out in the same room, and then now we're all buddies. Fast forward a couple of years, so it's like it's just kind of weird how this community builds, and we all start to know each other and. But it's
that's the fun. Great thing about it too is I'm like genuinely a fan of these guys, and I'm a fan of their either previous projects or current projects or other music endeavors that they I love them mm-hmm. what I mean, like I really do think that they're some of the most talented guys I've ever played with, so it's a treat for me, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is essentially kind of an all-star lineup. We got a kind of a super group of sorts here. You guys all come from different projects and stuff and all successful in other things, so it's kind of cool to see you guys coming together and forming our own little local super group.
And what a lot of people don't know is privately, like, they're good human beings too, and that's something that
except for Jack.
I'm not talking Jack.
Right.
But Brian, Chad, and Addison, just great.
You can add in post the girls booing.
Addison. And we're gonna have 8x10s of Addison at the show.
Just only pictures of him. Yeah.
All right.
Every T-shirt. Every flyer.
I think it's the one where he's got the towel around him and the dog's pulling it off.
Oh, really, yeah. That one was the keeper. Yeah. That was a good one.
It was a terrible Nike ad, but.
I thought the wrecking ball one was pretty good.
Ah, yeah. I came in like a wrecking ball. Addison, get off of that. Put your shirt on.
What's I going to tell you? I'll get the hose.
The water bottle. Get off there. Stop it! No! It's embarrassing, Addison.
Yeah. Don't be embarrassed because you're handsome.
All right.
Okay.
Be embarrassed by all the legs you bumped the last couple of weeks. And that is it.
I threw away those jeans.
Well, I guess we can throw some tunes on here if you guys want to do that.
Sure.
You want to talking about Animal? I guess we can throw that in there.
Cool.
You want to play anything else? Play the vow or anything or what?
Yeah.
Or what
sure, you can play the vow.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Whatever you want to play.
Yeah, it's your show. I'm just
trying to do it. Animal and the vow.
Yeah.
More great stuff to come.
Yeah. And those are excuse me. Jeez. those are also, like I said, available on Spotify. You can stream them there, but are they available for
purchase? On iTunes.
Oh, yeah. iTunes yeah. All social media, right?
Yeah, so head over, grab a copy of that, and all that will help fund this new record coming out. So
yeah.
Definitely
share it, give it out,
tell your friends,
whatever.
Just yeah,
come support us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another show.
Bring some cash to the come buy a T-shirt and the 26th at Cicero's and December 3rd at Outland Ballroom. And again, follow these guys all online. Stay involved and keep an eye out for more exciting stuff coming soon.
Yes,
yeah,
awesome. More to come.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate you taking some time out to hang.
Thanks for having us. The pour is coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
All right. See you guys.
See you, Ben.
See you.
Bye. Hey, you're listening to The Pour on Rock Paper Podcast. Check this out. Don't see what I believe.
Hey guys, this is the war.
I sabotaged it on purpose.
Come on.
What? Did you want to be the tenor?
You want to take the high harmony?
Absolutely
fucking
more. I mean, I love
it. All right,
come on,
seriously.
One, two, three.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.